Welcome back to the Transforming Minds, Transform Your Life, the podcast. This is Life Coach Marina Young, and you're listening to Authors Corner, where we highlight and showcase local authors. Today, I am speaking to Jamal Wesley, author of Authentically Authentic. It's a journey, not a destination. And we're going to be talking today on the topic, how to be authentically authentic. Yes. We don't want any fake people. It never works. So yes, be yourself, be authentic. So welcome, Jamal.
Thank you, Myrna. Thank you for having me today. It is a pleasure and I look forward to this conversation.
You're very welcome. I look forward to the conversation too. Yes. You know, just today I was, you know, when I was meditating, you know, I sit by a lake every day and, you know, I look at the way it's flowing. And then I, you know, today it was flowing in a different direction. I'm thinking maybe I should change directions. And then a thought popped into my head that maybe I should change the way I interview. And then 2 minutes later, I was reading a book and it was saying, be yourself. If you pick 10 leaves from a tree, even though they look different they look the same, when you put them in your hand, you'll see they're different. So embrace your difference, embrace your authenticity. And I'm not going to change nothing.
No point in that. People love who you authentically are. When we try to show up as someone or something different, people feel it. They may not be able to explain what they're feeling, but they can feel it.
Yes, it's true. It's true. So, all right. So let me give you guys a brief synopsis of Jamal's book. Authentically Authentic is an enlightening journey of self-discovery and acceptance, encouraging authenticity and spirituality in an individual's lives. In this captivating blend of memoir and self-help, Jamal shares his own experiences and insights to inspire readers to embrace their true selves without fear or judgment. Drawing upon themes of faith, authenticity, and discovery, this book serves as a powerful guide for battling imposter syndrome and the challenges that arise on the path of self-expression and identity. Jamal's vulnerability and relatable struggles became a catalyst for self-reflection, empowering readers to embark on their own transformative journey. Through heartfelt storytelling and practical advice, Authentically Authentic provides a roadmap to becoming the best version of yourself. It encourages readers to find pride and acceptance in their individuality, creating a space for true love and authenticity to flourish. Wow. And just this morning, I had a personal experience with the same topic. So that's amazing. So let's dive right in, Jamal. I'm going to pick up on something that you said in your book summary about imposter syndrome. Why do you feel that we should be authentic with ourselves and to others and not be an imposter?
Well, my book, I share a quote by E.E. Cummings, and it says, in a world that's doing its best night and day to make us everybody else, we'll fight the hardest fight that we'll ever fight. And if you look at the influences out in the world, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, whatever, we're being pulled to be a certain kind of way in the world. We're being pulled against who we are as authentic expression. So imposter syndrome, when we go to work every day, we think we're supposed to be a particular way. When we go out in the world, we think we're supposed to look a particular way. And this book says, and I'll say this, it has us not feel like we are enough. Right. But when we begin to step inside of this journey of authenticity and begin to inquire, who am I authentically? Who do I choose to be? Who do I want to be? That's the firmest place that we can ever stand. And you talked about a leaf on a tree, right? The thing about that tree is it stands tall, it stands firm, and it's unmoved. That's us as our authentic self. But when we're trying to be that imposter, we're much like that leaf, and we blow in the wind, and wherever the wind or the world takes us, that's where we go. And we can end up in all kinds of places. So that's why we began to discuss the world of imposter syndrome and moving beyond that in service of authenticity.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. I like the way you talk about, right? Yes, listen, social media, you know, yeah. Social media is showing you the best of the best, or people that are spending, you know, thousands of dollars to look that way. And, you know, you look at it and you feel that you should be different. And I will tell you, I'm going to my own journey. I'm thinking, you know, my page is not cute enough. And I was heading in that direction. But yeah, so, you know, I put myself back because, again, I was reading something about embracing, you know, self-resilience and authenticity and be who you are, right? And you're very right. You know, people don't like fakes, and you can only fake it so long. They say fake it till you make it. But, you know, it comes true. So, but I love what you said. So how do you, let's say this person is going to work and they're seeing something on social media, or they're seeing their friends do certain things and they're thinking that, you know, they should be that way. How do you teach, you know, your readers to be themselves?
So one of the things, Mara, we have to begin to be in tune with how we're feeling, right? And when you are about to exhibit this world of imposterism, and I don't even know if that's a word, but you guys get it, right?
Got it.
The world of imposterism, if when you're about to exert that or be that out in the world, how do you feel? Right? Because right there along with what you're about to do, there's a feeling, and most of the time it's not very good.
Right.
And we have to begin to get in tune with how we feel about how we're being in the world. And once we get in tune with how we feel about how we're being, that is a clear distinguishing factor of we might want to discover new actions, new ways of being in the world. There is access to choice inside of how we feel. Oftentimes we override how we feel, right? But that's one of the first indicators as to, I might need or want to discover or make a change here.
Yeah, so that's true, because, you know, your feelings are always steering you. A lot of people override them. But yes, if you're doing something and it doesn't feel, you get this feeling in your stomach and you feel uncomfortable or out of place, you're right. That is definitely your signal that, you know, it's not the right direction.
Yes. You know, I've been in that situation and I've had a sick feeling.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I know what I'm about to do is not authentically me, but I think that this is how I should be. Right. And then, you know, we also have, going back to this whole social media thing, most of those people are not happy. They're just doing what they think they should be doing as well. Right. Like, all of it is a facade, and it's like being back.
Yeah. And so, yeah, to get likes. Yes. You do any kind of thing to get likes. It's amazing. All right. So I started off with the imposter syndrome because I thought that was a big point. But let's get back to your book. So what made you decide to write a book about being authentically authentic? Was there a point in your life that, like you were talking about, you know, being sick, doing something that you weren't authentic and you had horrible results, or what's the story?
Got it. So this book stemmed out of me starting the jewelry company in 2021. So I started this jewelry company. It's called Aheri, A-H-E-R-I. And when I started this jewelry company, the jewelry company stems from the world of love. And my marketing strategist was like, Jamal, you need to write a book. And I was like, girl, I can't write no book. I can write a pamphlet, right? And she's like, no, let's sit down and let's look at what you could talk about. And so as I was putting together the lines for the jewelry company, and for me, the jewelry company spun out of love, and it was like love of self. And to me, that looks at to have love and be in love with oneself is to be authentic in the world. And so that's how the book Authentically Authentic came about. And then when I started writing, I was like, oh my gosh, I've spent the last 12 years in the world of personal growth and development work. And so as I'm telling my story, I began to look at, I want to empower people. I want to impact people. And so that's how it became a world of memoirs turned self-help book. So I start putting all of my own overcomings and lessons and triumphs in the book, all of my own healing. And so when we talk about stories, I tell my own stories inside of this book.
Yeah, that's amazing. All right. Well, you're right. Yes, jewelry. Yeah, when you put on a piece of jewelry, you know, you're showing something about yourself. You know what I mean? Whatever you're attracted to is saying something about you, your authenticity and how you want to show up. So that was great. Yeah, I love that for jewelry. It's amazing. But why the tagline? I mean, this is the part I don't get. Can't wait for you to share. Why do you say it's a journey and not a destination?
So it really starts with the back of my book, right? And so the back of my book is a quote that says, maybe the journey isn't so much about becoming anything. Maybe it's about unbecoming everything that isn't really you. So you can be who you were meant to be in the first place. And Myrna, when I looked you up and when I began to see one of your videos and you talked about your triumph from coming from Guyanese.
Guyanese, right. Mm-hmm.
And coming here and you overcame poverty by consistently working on yourself.
Right.
So that's why it's a journey and not a destination. There's a consistent working and overcoming the conversations that aren't us in the first place. The moment we're born into a certain number of conversations. You, Guyanese, Black woman, me, American, Black, male, there was a certain conversation that aren't even mine that I was born into. Right. And then life happens and it covers up who we are authentically.
Yeah.
So when I say it's a journey, not a destination, and it also ties back into why it's called authentically authentic and not just authentic. Most people think they're being authentic in the world and they have no clue of what authenticity truly is. Most people think that authenticity is in the world of, I'm about to be honest about what I'm about to say to you. And that's not authenticity at all. That's honesty. But to be authentic in this world, Myrna, is really being in a space of your speaking being chosen by your choices and not by your traumas.
Nice. That's deep.
Most people speaking is chosen by their traumas. That's not authentically you. That's your trauma doing your speaking. This book sets you on a path of going, moving beyond your traumas, such that you can choose who you want to be, such that the you were meant to be can choose and create your life.
I like it. That's deep. Because you're right. Most people do show up based on, you know, trauma. And when I say show up, I'm talking about, you know, interact, be, you know, with who they are. And it's based on. So that's pretty good. You know, teaching people to make the choice of presence. That's what I would say, you know, presence and not past and show up in the moment. I like it. I mean, that's my little spin. But that's good. That's good. All right. So yes, this has been a short, brief conversation on being authentically authentic. And hey, I learned something. That was good for me. I love it. All right. So tell our listeners where they can pick up a copy of your book, if you've got a website and your social media handles.
Awesome. So you can get a copy of my book, Authentically Authentic, It's a Journey, Not a Destination, on Amazon. And we do have a website. It is myauthenticbook.com. And Facebook and Instagram are also My Authentic Book. You can find us there.
Great. I love it. I love it. All right. So, guys, this was me talking to one of our local authors. The book is called Authentically Authentic. It's a Journey, Not a Destination. And Jamal Wesley. So, yeah, I mean, that last bit of information that Jamal left with us, that is a great nugget. You know, yeah, because most of us think that, like me, being authentic is being yourself, right? And not showing up where, you know, how you think you should be. And maybe looking at other people and saying, you know what, you know, this is how I should be. But I just basically love what he just said. And that is, making a choice, authenticity is not honesty. And that's what a lot of people would think, including myself. It's deciding and making a choice about how you're going to present yourself, and not based on, you know, TikTok or social media or your past. And, you know, I don't know if you talk about dating in your book, Jamal, but I'm just thinking that, somebody might decide to show up on a date based on a past experience. I mean, that is the perfect place to be authentically authentic. Did you cover that all in your book?
Dating is covered in my book. And we definitely talk about, you know, when a person is attracted to us most, it's actually when we're being our authentic self. Because it goes back to what I said at the beginning of the conversation. People can tell when you're not being your authentic self. They can feel it. Although we've been taught to explain that stuff away, our intuition and all that stuff, we've been taught to explain it away, but we know. You know, Myrna, this book talks about forgiveness and authenticity. That people just read the chapter on forgiveness alone. But it also, chapter one, it delves into a conversation of when we live our authenticity, when we live as our authentic selves, it creates the space for people around us to live as their authentic selves. And it sets a new world of possibility into motion that wouldn't have been there to begin with. It sets a new world of connection, love that wasn't there in the first place. So living as our authentic self, there's a new experience of life and living with the people that we most love, our parents, our spouses, the people we want to date, our children. When we stop being in the world as a facade and we begin to live authentically, we become closer to the people that we say we love.
Listen, it's a very important topic and a very important, you know, personal development tool. So I love it. All right, guys. Yes, I love talking to Jamal on this topic. Like I said, you know, I learn from most of my guests, and I just had a few learnings myself today from Jamal. So run out, pick up a copy of his book. There will be a transcript of my conversation with Jamal on the show page, blog.myhelps.us. I would also link out to his book And I would also link out to his social media pages. So if you want to follow him and continue your journey, after all, it's not a destination, that would be a great thing. All right, Jamel, as we wrap up, any last words?
No, discover who you are, discover who you want to be, and create an amazing tomorrow.
Love it. I love it. Is that your quote? Are you quoting someone?
That just came to me in this moment of now.
Wow. That was great. That was great. That was great. Love it. All right. Well, listen, thank you guys for tuning in to this week's episode of Author's Corner. If you're watching this on YouTube, would love for you to hit that subscribe button. If you're listening on iTunes, would love for you to as well, not only subscribe, but also rate and review the show so it can be presented to much more people. So thanks again, Jamel. This was a great conversation, short conversation. And until next time, namaste.
Thank you.